Another country that hasn't exactly seen eye to eye with the U.S. over the years is Peru, but the relationship is pretty good these days. This past summer, the two countries pledged to fight together against drug trafficking and to tighten economic ties. Peru's economy is already booming. Competition for jobs and housing is brutal. More cars are on the roads than ever. So while progress is nice, it can also be pretty stressful. That's led some Peruvians to turn to Buddhist meditation. Annie Murphy has more from Lima.
The oldest Buddhist temple in South America is just outside Lima, in a town called Cañete. It's one large room with tile floors that feel cool under bare feet. The enormous altar is filled with incense, flowers, and small wooden statues that represent members of Japanese families that started migrating here in the early 1900s. Some families have also chosen to leave actual remains in urns wrapped in knotted bundles of white cotton. Carmen Toledo is the temple caretaker. She points to a few urns on the highest shelf. Those urns contain remains of the first immigrants who came to Peru, she says. Carmen tells me that after Brazil, Peru has the second largest Japanese population outside of Japan, and that many who came here hung on to a lot of traditions, building this temple and also incorporating Japanese food into Peruvian cuisine. But she also says that now, fewer and fewer people come to worship here, and those who do are usually elderly, because most of the children of Japanese immigrants converted to Catholicism. When I go to talk to Aurora Shido, the monk who leads the Buddhist community in Lima, she says that most of the people who shop at her small temple downtown don't have Japanese roots. They seek out Buddhism for other reasons.
Practicamente todo el mundo dice, bueno, yo vengo para encontrar un poco más de serenidad.
She says that most people tell her they come to find a little more serenity, to not get annoyed so much, or even that the doctor told them they needed to come. She says people seem to be starting to look inside themselves more. Maybe that's because they're looking for something to counter Lima's seemingly infinite chaos, says psychologist Julio Hevia. He cites an example, the crazy traffic with its every man for himself sensibility. Until finally, at some point, he says, you're at the very edge of a collision and someone has to give in. You see this happen all over the place, over and over. It's one reason Mariana Soria now comes to the Buddhist temple in Lima to meditate twice a week. She's in her 30s and works in arts administration. Her family doesn't have Japanese roots, and her parents are devout Catholics. She began meditating about a year ago.
I think that I'm looking at things that I didn't look at before. I'm interacting with people in a different way than I did before. And I'm referring to all sorts of things, family, friends, my work colleagues, situations I find myself in.
On a recent Sunday, a small group of people from the Japanese community gathered to chant and make offerings to their deceased relatives. On the altar, there were plates of sandwiches, cakes, even a bag of Lay's potato chips. Pedro Irei is in his late 60s. He was born in Lima to Japanese parents and lived in Japan for 20 years. Irei says the ceremony is important to him because he wants to follow family tradition, and that after living in Japan, the space means even more to him. The monk, Aurora Shido, says connecting these two worlds, offering a space for the Japanese community while integrating people from other backgrounds, is what keeps the temple going. And while Lima might be a more stressful place, she says it's also become more accepting.
Era más cerrado.
She says Lima used to be more closed. Now people aren't so suspicious of Zen meditation. And she says, my shaved head doesn't scare them anymore. For Ambulante in the World, I'm Annie Murphy in Lima.